Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, here we are again, and I'll tell you, and I know you're probably tired hearing this, but the time flies whether you're having fun or not. And we've been having fun, I guess, but it just, every time you turn around, another week goes by. And
I had a great week, Jim. I had a wonderful week. It was Oscars week.
Every time I see you, you're having a good time. What the heck?
I party.
I see you at the Oscars. You're always smiling and laughing and dancing.
Well, I love to dance. I love to party. And Oscar week was just a wonderful time. There were lots of parties and gifting suites and
just
a good time. So I had a great week.
Yeah, it was exciting. And, you know, it's nice that we can kind of share some of that, too, with the videos and so on. But, you know, we have a couple hot topics to go over. And if you want, I'll start off.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Okay, hot topic time. My hot topic is, I don't know if it's that exciting, but it's on the Easter getaway. The great Easter getaway, March 31st, is coming up around the corner. I can't believe it's here already. And for many of us, we already have our plans made, and we're getting ready to take off. Our reservations are done, but for most, that's not the case. We have, we're not sure what we're going to be doing or where we're going to be going. Excuse me. So what's going to be happening? Where are we going to be going? We're going to be taking to the roads and to the air. Well, for those of us taking to the roads, there's just little things I wanted to go over. Make sure you have your whichever card you use for roadside assistance. Make sure your car is in good shape. You have your oil checked, and you got a full tank of gas, and you have your checklist that you've gone over, and all the little things that go with driving. Check ahead and make sure the roads are clear. There's no detours. Like that. This happens out here in California a lot. They're redoing the roads, and you have to take an alternative path. And then you have the people that are planning on flying. Well, like, for instance, Mexico is a popular destination. Well, you have to make sure that if you go, you have to have a passport. And with your passport, I mean, you can get into Mexico, but you can't get back to the United States unless you have it. So you don't want to be stuck. And sometimes people will go ahead and, like, my mother used to ship her luggage prior to her trip, and that way that's all taken care of. You know, the list goes on and on. Just you want to make sure you have all your bases covered. Roadside assistance, I mentioned. If you're going to, say, go to the Midwest or to New York, or one of your destinations is in a cold climate. Well, I went to Chicago during Christmas, and I almost got snowed in. So check, make sure that if you have important plans coming up after the holidays, you can be here to be at your important destinations. I mean, you got to make sure you can come back, because I was almost waylaid for almost, it was 2 weeks. I just got out of there in time. I don't know if you've ever gone through that, Reetha, but
be spooky. I've been very fortunate. I've never gotten delayed anywhere. I've always had very great trips, and those are some really good tips, Jim. I'm not going to take a road trip, but I'm probably going to be flying. But I'm still going to keep some of those tips in mind. And my hot topic this week is really exciting, at least for me, that the Betty White Show, Betty White's Off Their Rockers, which I happen to be one of the stars of, has been nominated for 4 Reality Wanted Awards this year.
That's amazing. I've been seeing that in the news.
Yeah, it's only the second year of these particular awards, and they're strictly for reality shows, which we're considered one of. And we've been nominated for the cast, for the returning cast. We've been nominated for Unique Concept Show. We've been nominated for Betty for being Reality Queen, and also for the Outstanding Host or Hostess. And so we're really excited about that. But what's most exciting is it's a public voting type of thing. So I need all the people who like Betty White's Off Their Rockers to go to realitywantedawards.com and vote for the show. You can vote once a day, every day between now and I believe it's April 9th. And you have to, there are like 24 characters or categories, and you do have to vote for every category. But if you don't have anything that you want to vote for in a particular category, you just, so definitely vote for our four categories of Best Cast Returning, Unique Concept, Betty White for Reality Queen, and for Best Host or Hostess. And I'd really appreciate it. The cast will appreciate it, and Betty White will appreciate it. But it's really exciting. The actual ceremonies are going to be on April 27th.
27th, right. I've seen your show.
April 17th.
Okay, there it is.
It's the 17th? I get them, all the dates confused. But yeah,
well,
April 17th.
Well, that's just a senior thing, you know.
It's true.
I've talked
so
to people, I've
vote
seen your
early.
Show, and it's, oh, yeah, it's funny. People have to tune in and see that. That's going to run for a long time. You don't have a lot of shows like that.
No, and we're now on Lifetime. We're being nominated for the second season when we were on NBC, but now we're on Lifetime at 10 p.m. on Friday evenings. So
Friday evening.
Vote often and vote early.
Sounds good. Well, I think it's a commercial time.
Absolutely.
You got it. And our commercial should be coming in a second.
Hi, I'm Risa Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discolorations, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's REATHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Love
yes.
some Havana watches, and I love me some Nerium.
And I have
and
Havana
now,
watch,
Jim, we're going to have our wonderful guest for today. She's a personal friend of mine, and she really is an inspiration not only to baby boomers, but for anyone who has a dream at any age. Our guest today is Kay Darcy. Kay, are you with us?
Hello.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Lisa. You sound very perky this morning. Good morning,
well,
Jim.
I had a great weekend, and I'm always perky when I get to talk to you. Kay, my co-host is Jim, and he's here with us, too.
Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jim. I've been listening to you. Good advice.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Kay, I'm really excited to have you on this morning, and I want you to just tell people the inspiring story about how you left England to follow your dream to come to California.
Well, I feel a bit of a fraud when I say this because I had six kids and I got to the point where the youngest grandchild was 18 months old. I'd been acting in England for 10 years after my marriage fell apart. And I needed a change, so I thought I'd go to America for a year. I even thought of joining the YMCA because I was a bit short of cash and do it that way. So I arrived with a small suitcase, and I'm still here 11 and a half years later. I'm not quite sure whether it's divine intervention or just the luck of the draw, but things just fell into place for me. I had no idea when I came over that I was going to be here 11 years later. Neither had my kids, I might add. So that was a bit of a shock to them. You know, mother's done it again, something mad, but what's new?
Well, I think the most unusual part of the story is, and usually we don't ask a woman her age, but I know you're willing to tell yours. How old were you when you struck out on your own?
I was in my 70th year. I was going to be 70 in the January, and I arrived in October, so bordering on 70, if you like that. But I don't, you know, this thing about age, why is it bantered around so much? I mean, it doesn't have to be important. It really doesn't. I mean, I get quite irritated, and I'm not being rude to you, Rita, but when people say, wow, at that age, and I'm thinking, excuse me? You make your own progress according to how much you want something, the luck, the situation that you manage to find yourself in, but you're willing to take risks. That's what's so important.
There you go. You've
got to be prepared to jump off the bank into the water. Say, why not? Instead of, oh dear, oh well, I might lose my passport, or, supposing I broke my leg, I've got no insurance. I've been here for 11 years without insurance. I'm still here. You know, if I'd thought like that, I would have gone straight back home to the NHS in England where I'd been looked after.
That's why
state
your story
mind, right?
is so exciting, because you are an inspiration, because you're right. Age doesn't have to be a hindrance.
No.
And I wish people would stop reminding us.
Well, you know, it's a two-edged tool, this. On one hand, you have it pushed down your throat. Good. But on the other hand, oh, don't expect to be considered, because. So you've got that detrimental thing that you're a possible liability. And let's face it, anyone at any stage of life can be a liability. There are people in their 20s and 30s who have behavior problems who are liabilities. So, you know, I think we need a bit more dignity for our age group. Don't expect us to be a bit slow, a bit limited. Just expect us to be the best we can and enjoy us. I mean,
exactly.
For heaven's sake, we've got a lot to teach, but nobody wants to know. My grandchildren, least of all. I mean,
that's a state of mind. Exactly.
Yes. And when I think of some of the European countries where the old are accessories in the family and treated with dignity, and in the East, of course, China and places like that, there is a wisdom attached to being old. But in a lot of the Western countries, it becomes a situation of a derogatory attitude to, oh, you know, mother-in-law's coming this weekend. Oh, that means we can't do so-and-so. Rather than, oh, isn't it great? You know, we'll be able to go and do something. You see what I'm saying?
Especially since you're very active, Kay. What martial arts are you involved in?
You would bring that one up, Rita. Well, I go to Master Tung's Academy on the edge of Santa Monica, and I go twice a week, and I do classes three other times. I practice myself twice a day. I do some Kali, a little bit of Wing Chun. But most of all, I just enjoy it. It is tremendous, because not only have you got the physicality, but if you do it outside especially, you've got this wonderful feeling as you move that you are in touch with everything. It's a very, very special feeling. People call it being in the flow. I think that's a very accurate description. I mean, sometimes people sit on hillsides and look out at the horizon, and they feel they're in touch with infinity. I think that goes with something like Tai Chi, where you're in a semi-meditative state. You clear your mind of all the garbage that we all built up. God knows it's thrown at us from all sides, isn't it? All the negativity.
Oh, even faster.
You read the newspaper. Yeah. Oh, catastrophe, blowouts. storms. Yeah. Oh, please, please, when you arrive and you're putting your first stroller, are you looking for problems? No, you're not. You're watching the leaves. You're looking at the dog for the first time. And that wonder of a small new being, if we could only get that back. You know, so that every day is not so much a challenge, but something to be savored, something to be enjoyed.
That is so true. And a lot of people think of Tai Chi as a passive type of martial arts, and it kind of is, and it's a defensive sport, but I understand you just acquired a new weapon?
Oh, Risa, you remembered. Yes, I'm so lucky. I just got a new steel it's not a long knife. It's called a broadsword. It looks rather like a pirate sword, and I've been doing this with a wooden one for 2.5 years, and now I've actually been to a martial arts store, and I've got one which is beautifully balanced. I'm not allowed to practice in parks with it, though, I might say. The children's playground is near where I go to do some martial arts, so I use a wooden one there. But it is such a beautiful thing. You balance it on your finger, well, like a tennis racket, you know, to see where the weight is before you buy it, and it's just precision built. It was beautiful, Rita. I feel very, very privileged.
Oh, that's exciting. And
these are the things that keep you young.
I beg your pardon?
These are the things that keep you young, right, Kate?
You're back to age again, aren't you? Can't keep you off it.
Well,
it just
tell us
makes
about
me happy. Bless the age, but you know, it's just what I do to keep in touch with myself, I suppose.
Much time left, but Kate, tell us a little bit about some of the things you're going to be appearing in soon.
Oh, well, Jeff did Suburgatory, and I also played Lila Quatermain's ghost in General Hospital. But on the 9th of April, I'm in Suburgatory as a rather batty old woman with three other elderly people. And it's great fun. It was a lovely show to be on. Everyone's so friendly. And apart from that, I'm about to do a film which I can't tell you very much about because it's a bit bizarre and it would spoil it if I said it. I don't seem to get very many normal roles of nice, comfortable grandmothers. It's always slightly different. But, you know, you go with the flow, don't you, in the business? You just have
well,
to.
Well, speaking of different, how about Agent 88? That's really different.
Yes. Yes, the concept of a senior assassin who is really someone who's trying to right the wrongs, if you like. But it came from a senior in the Midlands in England who actually foiled a jewellery robbery by swinging her handbag and knocking one of them off their motorbikes. And that inspired Digger Mersch, who came up with the concept of a senior who was capable of taking charge of situations and had martial arts skills.
Well, that's exciting, and I certainly look forward to when that comes out. And last of all, Kay, if people want to keep up with you, can they find you on Facebook?
Yes, they can find me on Facebook, and I've got my own site, www.kaydarcy, spelt without the apostrophe, kaydarcy.com. And also under Agent 88, they've got masses of stuff up there because we're hoping to get funding for a feature in a web series soon, so they're pounding away there, letting everyone know how popular it can be.
Well, Kay, like I said at the beginning, you're an inspiration no matter how old we happen to be at the time. Thank you for coming on
again
and spending some time with us and inspiring us to know that we can do whatever we want to. We just have to make up our mind and go do it.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Lisa. Remember, we're going kayaking. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, Kay and I are going to go kayaking.
Oh, cool. That sounds like fun.
Now it's time for Gems. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Gems.
Okay, you have worked for 30, 40, or maybe even 50 years. Okay, so here we are, and And now you have your nest egg, and all you have built up through IRAs, equity in your home, savings, rental income, etc. Remember the pearls of wisdom that you've given to your children. Think before you act. Don't believe everything you hear, or what I like saying, novi provovi, I trust but verify. Well, what you don't want to happen is to have much or all of what you've saved over the lifetime be lost with bad investments. My own definition of a bad investment is any place you may be thinking of putting your money that has not been thoroughly researched by both you and a professional expert in the field. Now, an example I have is a gentleman I know. His name is David Jones, www.hwmoc.com. Now, I mention him because he's someone who knows, and he can give you examples of what to do so you don't lose everything. He's got 20-some videos that you could see for free, and these are the kind of tips we need. It's recommended that you not put all your eggs in one basket. This doesn't count the Easter situation. Diversify. Diversify. My example, and I know I have to, I'm going to cut this a little bit short, but my example was, you know, I had put a lot of my money into real estate in the Gulf Coast and Florida and so on, and then Katrina came along and so on and so forth, but I'm going to continue this next week, Aretha, and I'm going to let you get into your tech time.
All right. Well,
there's too much, Aretha.
Phone,
just
cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
So for tech time today, yeah, the last few weeks I've been talking about very basic technical stuff. This week I want to talk a little bit about Google Glass. Now, a lot of people are saying, what on earth is Google Glass? If you've seen any people walking around with those kind of weird-looking glasses with kind of a piece of glass right over the right eye, and they kind of look like cyborgs, well, that's Google Glass.
I've seen those.
And, yeah, and I've been fortunate enough to be one of the test people to kind of test them out. I don't know if I like being a guinea pig or not, but...
I saw you with those on. That looked pretty sharp.
Yeah, you look really cool. And I have to admit, I wanted to get one because I wanted to be one of the cool kids and have one before everybody else. And they are interesting. The thing with them is they are still experimental, so there aren't a lot of programs for them.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, well, what can you do with it? Well, you can take a picture by blinking your eye, literally. You just have the glass on, you blink your eye, and it'll take a picture.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you can talk to it and tell it to take a picture. You can record video with it. You can go on Twitter. You can go online. You, of course, can Google anything on them. But they're really a real expensive monitor to wear on your head. They operate with your phone, which I didn't really think all the way through. They don't have the actual computer in them. You use your cell phone to act as the actual computer that it connects to.
Hmm. And,
and
now, are they comfortable?
They're very comfortable. Now, they're very lightweight. They're very comfortable. If you actually wear glasses, you can have your prescription put into the Google Glass. If you don't wear a prescription, they just are glasses without a prescription lens in them. You can get sunglasses so you can wear them outside. So they're very stylish. They really are.
I saw. They look pretty sharp.
They do. But the thing that I think is best is that people who are developers, if you are a computer developer or a program developer, you need to get a Google Glass and you need to be one of the people that develop some of those early programs. That's really the people that need it right now. I saw on the news the other day that a doctor was using the Google Glass to aid him in surgery. So that's a program that someone actually came up with, and I'm sure that's a million-dollar idea. So for all of you tech developers, you need to go to Google. You can go to Google and you can apply to be in their Pilot Explorer program. And you have to buy the Google Glass, but you get to work with it. You get to, if you're a programmer, you know how to write the code. Write the code, figure out a program, and that's what this time is. The rest of us, even us early adapters, we need to hold off for a while. There's not a lot of use for it. The biggest thing I found was I was at a party the other night, and I could tweet and retweet what other people were tweeting at the party just by having my glass, so I wasn't staring down at my phone. But,
so,
you know, that's an awful expensive way to tweet.
Good Lord. Now, this isn't the prototype. This is the finished product.
This is the finished product, but it's just not very developed.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like back when we were young and cars were, I don't want to say first coming out, because, but they'd been around for a while. But they didn't have all the bells and the whistles. Remember when we were kids, we didn't even have seat belts?
Right.
So that's where Google Glass is. It still looks fancy. It's still new. It's great. But it doesn't have all the bells and whistles yet. So I'd say they're probably 2-3 years away from really having it to where it's really practical and does enough where you don't need your cell phone anymore and you just use the Google Glass. You can't drive with them. They'd be dangerous to drive with. But they're pretty neat. So, again, developers, jump on it.
Well, you don't want to leave your glasses sitting around somewhere.
No, they will walk off, although they do have a locator device on them. So they do have GPS, and they can be located just like you can use Find My Phone with iPhones and iPads. So they could be tracked down, but I don't think you want to do that.
No, no. What were you saying? So, you blink your eye? That actually changes the program on the Google Glass?
Well, it actually takes a picture. So you don't have to say, glass, take a picture. You don't have to tap it. You just blink your eye, and it'll actually take a picture.
This stuff is, this technology is going so fast with all these new devices coming out. It's amazing.
Right. Well,
you know,
speaking
like
of what's coming up,
I
want to remind people that they can go to easywaybroadcasting.com. That's the letter E, the letter Z, waybroadcasting.com, and find out everything that's coming on the network. Not just our show, Baby Boomers Live, but some of the other shows like Beauty Pop. My friend Suki is going to be on Beauty Pop tomorrow evening. You got to go to easywaybroadcasting.com to find out exactly what time. Suki does amazing eyelashes and has an amazing spa in San Diego. She's going to be on Beauty Pop tomorrow, and there are other shows on there. And there's now easyway.me, and you can find out all kinds of information on that also. Again, that's the letter E, the letter Z, .me, and there's all kinds of stuff on there. There's so much happening on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Yep,
I mean,
our shows. And all the other shows, the blog post will be up there. I mean, you know, the way we're doing it now, the way Eric put it together, it's so convenient. Pull out your phone, you push a button, and easyway.me, and there's everything.
Absolutely. And then there's the Easy Way app that you can download.
Easy Way app.
And then you have Eric in your pocket. You have me and you in their pocket.
Oh, good This is too much for me. Like I said last week, I'm still amazed by the television set, let alone keeping up with all this. It's exciting. You know, it's very interesting.
It really is exciting.
Well,
Marie,
time to say goodbye, and I enjoyed our show, and we will be talking to you next week. Well, probably before that.
Well, absolutely. And just want to remind everybody, tune in on Monday mornings, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Thank you, everyone. And we hope to have you listen in next week.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.com on Blog Talk Radio.